Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm glad you're here, and especially we get a chance to bring our good friend Deborah Fine back on the show. Deborah is a great member of our Brain Trust. More than 13 years she's been hanging out with us. She is an outstanding speaker and author of The Fine Art of Small Talk, among others. And Beyond Texting, that's also another one of her books. And she is a great resource for us and for a lot of people who are trying to put their best foot forward in the marketplace. She helps us make sure that when we do business, when we meet with people, we got our cornflakes together. Right, Deborah?
That's absolutely right, and it's great to be with you this morning, Jim.
Good to have you back.
You're a hero to small business all across, well, not even just North America. That is the beauty of social media, Jim.
Yeah, pretty much now across the galaxy, Deborah. We're gone galactic now. So.
Isn't there a new Star Wars movie coming out? Not that I'm good at that, but maybe you could work together.
Yeah, there you go. So, so Deb.
Maybe they have a third ingredient.
I think they're up on the fourth ingredient we're supposed to talk about. Hey, Deb, when I was starting my show back in the last previous millennium, the last century, I said that one of the three things that we were going to have to get good at in the 21st century was we're going to have to get better at technology, we're going to have to create more strategic alliances, and then we're going to have to become professional networkers. And that's come to pass, hasn't it?
Well, you know, you're always at the cusp there, Jim, but I would completely agree, and especially because, more than ever, of social media, I think we all, so many of us small business owners think, well, if we get out there and get it out there via social media, and if our search engine optimization, you know, we spend so much money each month on that the customers, the clients, the referrals will come to us. And you know, there's a quote from John Le Carré. He's that famous author of mystery adventure novels. And his quote is, "A desk is a dangerous place to view the world." And I think that applies so much to what you just threw out there, is that if we sit at our desk or, you know, I could change that to device, whatever your device may be, and don't get out there with not only face-to-face interaction at networking events, but with our customers and clients, then we can lose out. I think, I would see if you agree, Jim, people give their money for two things in this world. One is to have a problem solved. You know, they need a doctor, they need accounting, they need a sandwich, they need whatever, right? We need a problem solved. But the other reason they give their money is for good feelings. And if I don't get good feelings at this sandwich shop, if I don't get good feelings from within this CPA firm, et cetera, and by good feelings I don't mean where my CPA says, "Deborah, what a beautiful outfit you have on today." That's not what I am referring to. Then we'll find another CPA. Maybe not right away. I mean, I know even I am in the midst of making a bank change after, I would say, 28 years, 29 years with the same bank.
Wow.
And the reason is not because of their charges. You know, the charges are going to stay the same at any bank I go to, I think. I mean, you can negate one over the other back and forth. And over 29 years, you know, I think that they would become equal bank to bank, or at least not that much difference. But I have had such bad feelings in the last 2 years that I am willing, despite the fact that it is overwhelming to a small business person who literally has one person working for her.
Yeah, you don't know. Changing a bank is not fun.
No, it's not. But I'm launching into it because of these bad feelings have kept increasing. So, you know, I think that when we talk about networking, we're talking about going to face-to-face events and being a professional networker that way, but also our customers and clients are referral sources for future work as well.
That's
so
exactly right.
Every face-to-face interaction we have is so important, and if we sit at our desks hiding behind that because we're in operations, because we're the founder or the principal or whatever, and just let our frontline personnel be responsible and or our sales and marketing teams go out and do the networking events, I think we're missing a window of opportunity.
You've got to get up off your backside and get outside your four walls. You know, when I go to speak to chambers of commerce events around the country over the years,
right. They
maybe the chamber would have 1,000 members, and they would advertise. They would have a speaker series. Over a year's time, maybe they had 6 or 7 speakers come in, and these chambers would be lucky to get, you know, 85, 90 people to show up, even though they had 1,000 members. Because
right.
people wouldn't get off their backside and get out of their four walls. A friend of mine said you got to be willing to risk what you know for what you might learn. You got to be willing to risk what you know for what you might learn. Isn't that great? Hold on to that thought.
Yeah,
Number 5
I'm
and I will be right
down.
Back. And we'll talk about this some more after this break. 2010, I'm Jim Blassen. Come see me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.